I'm here with my next guest on the show, Danny Shader, founder and CEO of Pay Near Me. And the theme for today's show is payments, of innovations in payments, the way we pay for things, the way we transfer money, how it's being revolutionized with many types of innovations, as we've talked about. And Pay Near Me is yet another attempt at a very different aspect of this payment ecosystem.
So Pay Near Me operates the world's only real-time electronic cash transaction network. And this is something that is sort of not obvious, but yet very important. So here's the challenge. About a quarter to a third of the U.S. Population needs or prefers to pay with cash. So that includes the 25% of our country that's underbanked, that typically doesn't have or won't use a credit or debit instruments. The 19 million teenagers, like folks like my daughter, who get paid for their babysitting in cash. And then everybody else who just for whatever reason doesn't want what they're doing to show up on their statements, right? They're buying a gift or flowers or something like that. So all these folks are in cash at the same time that everything that you and I used to do face-to-face we're now doing remotely, right? So e-commerce and m-commerce are an obvious example of that shift to remote for commerce, but banking has become remote. Bill payment has gone from an in-person thing to an online thing. And so here you've got a third to a quarter of the population that cannot participate because you can't shove your cash into a computer screen or a phone. So what we've done is we've built a network that connects to the point-of-sale terminals at all the 7-Eleven and Family Dollar stores in the United States, with others coming. That's one side of our network. The other side of our network is a wide range of businesses and government agencies that want to get paid in cash by these consumers. Let me give a different example. So 20% of rent payments in the United States are made with cash or money order.
Okay.
So rent, probably the largest chunk of spend in the country.
Yep.
And 20% of it is done with cash or money order.
Yeah.
So let's say you're renting a single family home. It's not unusual today for you to be going down to the store, buying a money order, getting on the bus, taking the bus to your property manager's office, giving them the money order, them crediting your account, by the way, them getting charged to then deposit that money order into their bank account, and then you take the bus home.
Right.
Instead, they say you go do that, your property manager gives you a slip of paper that's got a Pay Near Me barcode on it, and they say, hey, next time, rather than coming all the way down here, just go to the local store, go to the local 7-Eleven and pay with cash. So you walk into 7-Eleven, they scan the barcode, you hand over the cash that you might have otherwise used to buy a money order, and at that exact moment you hand over the cash, the property management system reflects that your rent's paid, and a receipt prints out of the register receipt showing that you paid your rent.
You know, when you hear about it, it seems like, you know, I should have thought of it. You know, it's something. But it only happens once you hear about these ideas. How did the idea of Pay Near Me came about?
We started very differently. We started as a game payments company called Quedit, whose idea was to provide virtual credit for virtual goods, which gained some notoriety because Stephen Colbert did a segment about us where he accused us of hooking little kids on credit, notwithstanding the fact that we didn't issue credit and we didn't deal with little kids. But it was a very funny segment.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, it turns out nobody actually really wanted what we were doing. It was one of those classic cases of what I thought was a brilliant idea that absolutely had zero market appeal. But in the course of getting that set up, we did do a relationship with 7-Eleven where you could repay these credit promises if you wanted. And when that got announced in the New York Times, a bunch of businesses came out of the woodwork and said, you know, I don't care about that credit thing, but you mean my customers, you know, my cash customers could pay at 7-Eleven? Like, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being good entrepreneurs, we listened to the market and set out to solve that problem. Now, what we didn't realize is, when we started, is that's for the reasons I just described, that's a really hard problem to make universally accessible.
Yeah.
But, you know, 6 years later, I think we're doing that quite effectively and growing, like I said, at a tremendous rate.